This is a Bedrock Radio podcast. To download more episodes, visit our website, bedrockradio.org.uk. Bedrock
Radio. Community News Roundup from August 2021.
This is Bedrock Radio.
The Haven Daily News, I'm Francesca. Residents living near the manor on Berwick Pond Road in Raynham are angry at the high level of antisocial behaviour taking place every weekend. Loud music starts just before 6pm, meaning residents are forced to close their windows due to the noise level. Cars leaving the venue are also causing disruption as they drive at high speeds, honking horns and causing road blockages for nearby residents. Locals have complained to the venue but were told to report any issues to the police. Julia Lopez, the Hornchurch and Upminster MP, held a meeting on Tuesday the 27th of July to discuss the persistent flooding of Abbs Cross Lane in Hornchurch. The local MP was joined by councillors in a bid to tackle this issue. And finally, St Francis Hospice in Havering Attibale celebrated its 37th birthday by burying a time capsule this week. For more information, please visit www.thehaveringdaily.co.uk.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Plans to build new homes on the site of the former Homebase store in Goodmayes have been approved. Redbridge Council's planning committee gave the green light to the proposal in the High Road, of which 164 flats will be designated as affordable homes. The former Woodford Police Station could be converted into office space under a proposal submitted to Redbridge Council. Property company Jasper Group has put forward plans to change the use of the building in the High Road to be for commercial, business and social use. And finally, after support from a consultation with the public, cyclists will have improved access to Wanstead Park after a decision by a City of London Corporation committee to relax historic restrictions on cycling in the eastern areas and main paths was implemented. And that was your Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio Community News and I'm Jill Rowley. Construction of the river bus pier at Barking Riverside is set to begin. It is expected to open next spring and will be the newest stop on the Uber boat by Thames Clippers service, creating a new link to Woolwich in just 6 minutes and to Greenwich and Canary Wharf within 20 and 35 minutes respectively. Havering's second community hub in Raynham is open and ready to welcome residents. Designed and developed with local residents and partners and tailored to meet local needs, the Raynham Hub is based in two pop-up locations, Raynham Library and Mardyke Community Centre. Plans are already in development for further community hubs to be established across the borough. And finally, the Liberty Shopping Centre in Romford is holding free superhero-themed activities throughout the summer holidays to keep children entertained. Across 5 weeks until Sunday, August 29th, children can take part in free activities from Monday to Friday between 10am and 4pm. And that's the latest community news from Bedrock Radio.
Bedrock Community News, and I'm Matthew Watson. Police have recovered more than £5 million worth of stolen vehicles, 4 firearms and zombie knives in the Redbridge Action Week. 20 council enforcement teams, along with the Metropolitan and British Transport Police, came together to disrupt criminal activity, making 31 arrests. Across the borough, 17 e-scooters were seized, along with 10,000 illegal cigarettes. More action weeks are planned across Redbridge. A former estate agent from Harold Hill has been given a suspended sentence of an 8-week prison sentence and ordered to pay £307. Lewis Hughes had pleaded guilty by beating at Westminster Magistrates Court on July the 30th, following a viral video of him putting England's chief medical officer in a loose headlock in St James's Park. Professor Chris Whitty declined to have a picture taken and was not harmed in the incident. And finally, patient partner Sarah Tull has recently donated 2 light boxes to improve waiting areas at Queen's Hospital's Sunflower Chemotherapy Suite, in hope that they bring comfort in times of challenge. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio.
The Havering Daily News, I'm Francesca. A disabled grandmother from Harold Hill has won her parking ticket appeal in court. Grandmother Tanya parked at the Hilding shops back in January and was given just 4 minutes to purchase a ticket. When she returned to her car, she saw that she had been issued a parking fine. Since January, she has been fighting the ticket in court and was told on Thursday, the 5th of July, that the court accepted her appeal. After months of stress, the grandmother was delighted to have the court's backing. On Thursday, the COVID Cobra was officially installed at Highlands Park in Hornchurch. The Cobra is made up of hundreds of stones designed by the local community during the lockdown period. The idea was the brainchild of Eileen Rafe and started back in March. And finally, well done to the Queen's Theatre for their world premiere musical Love Letters that opened this week and has been a great success. For more information, please visit www.thehaveringdaily.co.uk.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Barkingham Dagenham Council is joining a new London-wide campaign encouraging businesses to help tackle air pollution by turning their vehicle engines off when not moving. Barkingham Dagenham Council and 30 other London councils will join forces in a bid to cut vehicle emissions. Barking Council has increased security at London Road car park. The council has had professional dog handlers in the car park from 8pm to 8am every day, and they have so far ejected people who shouldn't be there on 25 occasions. And finally, festivals are back in Barking and Dagenham next week. Music lovers and families can enjoy the fun and excitement all for free. The Beckentree Forever Weekender will take place at Parslow's Park and kicks off with the Beckentree 100 Festival and will be followed by the Roundhouse Music Festival. And that was your Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio Community News and I'm Jill Rowley. Children in care in Havering can now get free access to council-run leisure facilities. Working with everyone active, Havering Council has arranged for people aged between 18 and 25 to use the facilities within its three leisure centres, and those eligible will be contacted by everyone active to let them know how to apply. The former chairman of Havering's planning committee, Albie Tebbutt, has been served with an enforcement notice for unlawfully developing greenbelt land with special protected status. Mr. Tebbutt has been ordered to undo building work carried out near Pages Wood, Upminster. He told the Romford Recorder that the matter was now in the hands of top lawyers and barristers in London. And finally, the bus station canopy at Newbury Park is one of nine sites recognised by Historic England in celebration of the 70th anniversary of the Festival of Britain. Designed by Oliver Hill in 1937 but built after the war, the canopy is remarkable for its high-arched open structure, copper-vaulted roof and concrete arches. And that's the latest community news from Bedrock Radio.
Bedrock Community News and I'm Matthew Watson. King George Hospital's ultrasound department has been upgraded with new rooms and new machinery. The high-spec machines will enable faster and more efficient scanning, reducing waiting times, allowing up to 150 more scans to be carried out each week. Additionally, radiology at King George's have received a second CT scanner, due online early 2022, and are upgrading MRI machines with faster state-of-the-art equipment. Newbury Park bus station canopy is being recognised by Historic England as part of the 70th anniversary of the Festival of Britain. Designed by Oliver Hill in 1937 and built after the war, the canopy's unusual, modernist design is one of nine historic sites receiving Festival of Britain plaques. And finally, Havering Council has put on a parade for Hornchurch Football Club after their historic win last season at Wembley. The open-top bus toured Upminster and Hornchurch on Sunday the 8th of August from the Urchin Stadium at Bridge Avenue to Hornchurch. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio.
The Havering Daily News, I'm Francesca. Former children's TV presenter Paul Ballard was jailed on Wednesday the 11th of August for 9 years after pleading guilty to causing the death of two people in a horror smash on Squirrels Heath Road in February last year. 39-year-old Ballard was under the influence of cocaine when his car ploughed into a queue of cars, causing the death of a 64-year-old woman and a 48-year-old man. A Harold Hill mother of three who recently moved to Havering has had a 16-year-old son physically assaulted as he sheltered from the rain. The shocking incident took place Thursday, the 5th of August, leaving the 16-year-old with a broken nose and bruises to his face. And finally, well done to Hornchurch Football Club, who did a victory parade on Sunday, the 5th of August, to celebrate winning the FA Trophy. For further information, please visit www.thehaveringdaily.co.uk.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Barking and Dagenham Council has been awarded £465,000 to tackle child obesity. Councillor Maureen Warby said, "This programme is part of a new prevention-focused, system-wide approach to healthy weight and obesity in the borough." Kingsley Hall, a church and community centre at the heart of the Beckentree estate, is seeking donations to help it complete its redevelopment. The project is almost complete and will include creative and community spaces, health and fitness facilities and a public roof garden. And finally, doctors at Barking, Havering and Redbridge University Hospitals Trust have raised more than £7,000 for mental health charity Mind after completing the London Triathlon. Consultants and registrars competed in memory of Molly Sayer, who died unexpectedly in April this year. And that was your Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio Community News and I'm Jill Rowley. Havering Sixth Form, part of New City College, has defended its A-level results, which saw some students miss out on university places. Several students received emails from teachers claiming the final results were changed by senior management and urging them to appeal their disappointing grades. The Hornchurch Aerodrome Historical Trust have been gifted Sutton's House by Bellway Homes for use as the RAF Hornchurch Heritage Centre. All rooms are themed to different aspects of the aerodrome's history, including a bomber command and a home front room. And finally, shoppers in Upminster last week were delighted to find a horse waiting patiently outside a store for its owner. Upminster resident Charlie Patterson said she came across lovely gentle horse Rocky outside Londis on Upminster High Street. Rocky's owner, Chelsea Bowen, had nipped into the shop to buy a drink and some mints and tied her horse to a nearby tree. And that's the latest community news from Bedrock Radio.
Bedrock Community News and I'm Matthew Watson. Barking and Dagenham Council enforcement teams have kept residents safe throughout the pandemic. Enforcement officers have issued over 6,000 bits of advice to local businesses to keep them safe. However, figures released have also shown that 21 penalty notices, 27 prohibition notices and 10 direct orders to close for set durations were also issued, along with three £10,000 fines by the police. Barking, Havering and Redbridge University Hospitals Trust are redirecting resources to reduce waiting lists and getting a high number of patients to the care they require quicker. Most recently, on Saturday the 12th of August, Neurosurgery held a spinal review super clinic dubbed Back to Backs, seeing 119 patients on the day. More surgeries and clinics are being planned to reduce waiting times for the years to come. And finally, Sunday the 15th saw the Essex Family Fest, a family fun day in aid of mental health charity Havering Mind. Formerly known as Wings and Wheels, the event was relocated to Harrow Lodge Park Hornchurch with loads of family-friendly activities. That's the latest Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio.
The Havering Daily News, I'm Francesca. A-level students protested outside of Havering Sixth Form College on Wednesday, 18th of August, amid fears that their results have been downgraded. Students stood side by side with parents after many had lost chosen university places after receiving lower scores than had been predicted. All three of our local MPs, John Crudders, Andrew Rosendale and Julia Lopez, intervened and the college has now promised a wholesale review into this. Havering Council has announced plans to commemorate the impact of COVID on our community by planting over 1,000 trees at selected sites in the borough. These trees will be a living testament to all those who lost their lives, as well as a way to honour all our key workers. And finally, last week saw the Essex Tribute Fest, with thousands of people come to enjoy the summer sun and many excellent activities at Harrow Lodge Park. Well done to all. For more information, please visit www.thehaveringdaily.co.uk.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Following on from the success of last week's Beckentree Forever Weekender, Barking and Dagenham Council are planning another festival to commemorate the centenary of the Beckentree Estate. Celebrations will include participation in Open House London and the London Jazz Festival. Jerome Singh, Head of History and Politics at Newham College Sixth Form, has won £125,000 on TV show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Former Ilford resident Jerome said his win had helped him move to a new home in Loughton. And finally, pupils from All Saints Catholic School have taken part in the Commerce in the Classroom project, run by education charity Future First. The course provides years 10 and 12 pupils with a chance to learn about the world of commerce and trade by meeting with alumni and volunteers working in the sector. And that was your Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio Community News and I'm Jill Rowley. The Palms Hotel on the A127 is to be used to accommodate asylum seekers. Havering Council leader Damien White has written to the Home Secretary Preeti Patel stating that the venue is completely unsuitable for housing vulnerable people. Romford MP Andrew Rossendale says that he's completely opposed to this Home Office decision. Havering Council is asking business owners, workers, residents and visitors for feedback on how to improve the borough. Havering says it aims to enhance the look and feel of the five town centres and encourage shoppers back to businesses following the COVID pandemic. Details on how to leave feedback can be found on the Havering Council website. And finally, a drag queen from Dagenham is among the cast of this season's RuPaul's Drag Race UK.
Bedrock Community News, and I'm Matthew Watson. A Dagenham business has been caught selling illegal cigarettes after trading standards officers received a tip-off from a suspicious resident. Officers raided the premises in Raynham Road South on Friday the 13th of August, finding over 10,800 illegal cigarettes of Lithuanian and Bulgarian origin, with a street value estimated over £5,000. Raynham residents are finally to have Upminster Road North resurfaced. Dagenham and Raynham MP John Crudas has been raising concerns of residents over the poor state of repairs undertaken, with dangerous potholes and other damage to the carriageway. After mounting pressure, Havering Council has confirmed resurfacing of the whole road will take place in September. And finally, Indian restaurant Tandoori Lounge in Hornchurch High Street has been nominated in the Asian Restaurant Awards in the east of England. However, they face local competition from South Woodford's Grand Trunk Road in the Asian Restaurant Awards, taking place on August the 31st. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio.
The Havering Daily News, I'm Francesca. Plans to house asylum seekers at Palms Hotel on the A127 in Hornchurch have been scrapped for the second year running. Havering's leader of the council, Councillor Damien White, was informed last Friday that Home Office officials had planned to house asylum seekers at the venue. However, following concerns about the safety of the venue, the plans have been scrapped again. Letters by council leader, Romford MP and Hornchurch and Upminster MP all informed ministers that the venue had failed fire and safety measures and was unsuitable to house vulnerable people. Two men are being sought by British Transport Police after a teenage couple were assaulted on the little train travelling from Upminster to Romford. The incident happened on the 25th of July. And finally, well done to our crocheting queens, Debbie and Kerry, for their lovely new postbox topper outside of Raynham Tesco that has put a smile on the face of our community. For more information, please visit www.thehaveringdaily.co.uk.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Homeowners across Barking and Dagenham have up until the end of August to apply for up to £10,000 worth of solar panels to install in their homes. In addition to this, as part of the Green Initiative, over 650 council tenants have benefited from free cavity wall and loft insulations. Problems with persistent fly tipping on Link Road just off the A13 in Dagenham have been resolved after numerous complaints from residents. After council enforcement officers confronted the landowners, Councillor Millane has thanked the officers for dealing with the eyesore. And finally, improvements to the number of resuscitation bays and access for ambulances at King George's Hospital Emergency Department have been completed as part of a £5 million project. Other upgrades include improved outdoor space for staff to help improve their well-being. And that was your Bedrock Community News.
This is Bedrock Radio Community News, and I'm Jill Rowley. Havering Council is under fire after publishing a newsletter to 60,000 subscribers featuring two women without mentioning that they were Tory election candidates. The Borough's Residents Associations filed a formal complaint, calling it an abuse of power. Labour also complained, describing the incident as an absolute disgrace. Go Ahead London bus route 575 between Harlow bus station and Romford Brewery via Havering Attibower has been axed. Go Ahead said that a decline in demand for the route was the reason for its withdrawal, and the service ended on August 27th. And finally, Hairspray is coming to Romford. The Brookside Theatre has assembled a hugely talented and energetic cast to star in their production of the feel-good family music Hairspray this September. The show runs from Wednesday the 8th to Sunday the 12th of September, and tickets are on sale now. And that's the latest community news from Bedrock Radio.
Bedrock Community News, and I'm Matthew Watson. GPs are urging 16 and 17-year-olds to get vaccinated as more vaccination sites opened across North East London. With schools and colleges due to return in September, a further 25 community pharmacies are delivering vaccinations, with letters and text messages being sent to 16 and 17-year-olds to help find their nearest centre. Residents of Berwick Road in Raynham are campaigning to Transport for London to stop double-decker buses running towards Raynham Abbeywood Lane. Residents have claimed that cracks have begun to appear in their homes and requested that Route 287, operated by a double-deck bus, is rerouted away from the estate, as the single 165 route is adequate. MP John Crudas has been in contact with Transport for London on behalf of the residents. And finally, Hainault teenagers Alfie, 16, and Matthew, 18, have completed a 10,000-foot tandem skydive in aid of London Air Ambulance. Already raising over £700, they're hoping to make it to £1,000 and have been asking friends and family to help raise funds. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News.
To download more episodes, visit our website, bedrockradio.org.uk.